Today being the ninth day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 10th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Anabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter, in the Faculty of Engineering at Ahmadu Bello University, continues from the 8th ayah of Surah Al-Fatir. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن زين له سوء عمله فرآه حسنا فإن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء فلا تزر نفسك عليهم حسرات إن الله عليم بما يصنعون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أفمن زين له سوء عمله ورأيه حسنا فإن الله يضل من يشاء ويهدي من يشاء فلا تذهب نفسك عليهم حسرات إن الله عليم بما يصنعون. الله تبارك وتعالى as he's telling us about his creation and what are those things that is taking mankind away from him, he said most of the time it's Satan that is taking us away from him. After Satan, is there any other thing? Yes, himself. Like we are in the month of Ramadan now, Satan, they have been tied up the whole of this month, but you still find people committing sin. Where is that coming from? From themselves. Because some sins are caused because of your own passion, your own self. Even if Satan is not there, that passion will stir the person to commit sin. That's what Allah is now telling us. أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. Don't you see this one? That the evil, his evil work, زُيِّنَ لَهُ, has been beautified for him. فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا, that he now sees it as a good work. If not, how can an evil work be a good work? أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ. This one that his evil work has been beautified for him, فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا, and he now sees it as good. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, for sure Allah is one, يُدِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that makes to go astray the one he wishes, وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and causes him to get guided for the one he wishes. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, don't exhaust yourself and try to get yourself destroyed because of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ مَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah is well aware of those things that they are doing. Here, Allah has assisted mankind. For you to be close to Allah, there are things that you have to have. And the prophets, they know this, that the closeness to Allah is everything you require. If you are close to Allah, anything you require, you have it. Like Allah is going to tell us after this. How do you get close to Allah? That is why Prophet Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was begging Allah, this work is very big. A lot of our prophets we have come. Succeeding has been difficult. Send this your special servant, send him to the world to come and lead mankind. Let him, that special servant, let him be among my own offspring. If you are going to send him, those qualities that is needed to make man to be close to God, give it to him so that he can teach and get people there. Because if you remember when Allah told the angels, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa," what did they say? "I am going to put my own vicegerent on earth, my own khalifa on earth." The first thing they said, "Ah, taj'alu fiha," are you going to put there, "man yufsidu fiha," this one that nothing he knows except to spoil things, just to spoil things, "wa yasfiku dima'a," and to shed blood, because they have seen the character in Adam when he was lying down. What of we here? "Wa nahnu nusabbihu bihamdika wa nuqaddisu laka," we are continuously making tasbih for you and continuously showing your sanctity and holiness. Tasbih is to take away anything that is evil and is, does not behold to be said of Allah. Take it away from yourself. Take it away from Allah. Far away is removed. Then holiness is to make sure that this thing is holy. That is tasbihu and takdis. How do you arrive? There is no way what you don't have you can give. You have to have somebody, to have a quality before you can give it. If you are not holy, then how can you stay and say Allah is far away from any evil? If you yourself you are evil, it's not possible. That's why when Abraham was asking Allah, he said, "What ask him, Rasulam minhum," let him be from among them, "yatlu alayhim ayatika," he should recite, he hasn't for them your verses, "wa yu'allimhum al-kitaba wal-hikmata," he should be teaching them the book and wisdom, "wa yuzakkihim," and he should be able to purify them, which means you have to know the verses of Allah, you have to know the book, you have to be wise, you have to again be neat, be pure. "Innaka antal azizul hakim," because you are the one that is mighty and full of wisdom. If you don't have this sense, the question of getting might is never there, the question of getting wisdom is never there. Then these things are the ones that you have to make sure you have when you come to this world. That's why Allah Himself said, "Yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi al-malik al-quddus al-aziz al-hakim." Everything that is making tasbih, everything in this world is making tasbih of Allah. Who is Allah? Al-Malik is the king. Al-Quddus is the one that is holy. Al-Aziz is the one that is mighty. Al-Hakim is the one that is full of wisdom. If Allah is like this, how do you hope to be in the kingdom of Allah with Allah if you don't have this qualities extended to you? That's why after he said that in Surah Jum'ah, he said, "Huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiyina rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmata wa yu'allimuhum wa in kanu min qabl lafi dhalalin mubin." Then Allah is now saying that He has sent a messenger to you that will be having these verses to you, that will be purifying you, that will be teaching you the book and teaching you wisdom. Even if before this you are far astray, the Prophet can take you and give you this, extend these qualities to you at the end of the time, you will be close to the one that is mighty, the one that is of wisdom. So here, this is the kind of prophet that was sent to you. But the prophet himself that is coming to do this, like a teacher who has the knowledge, who has what it takes, so he can give it out. But how does he give it out? It's one thing for you to go to somebody, "Sir, I don't have money. I'm looking for money. I want a car. I want a house." I say, "Hey, go and give him house. Go and give him money. Go and give him car. Bye bye. You are getting what you want." It's even for somebody who comes, "This is what you don't have. Come. If you have house, sir, you have to look after it. It's not an easy thing. Car, sir, you need maintenance. It's not an easy thing. If you have money, sir, it can take you away. But I'll tell you how to do it. Come. This is how you get this. Take. This is how you have this. Take." These two, have they done the same thing in the same manner? No. That's why, as Allah was sending the Prophet to us, he told us, he said, "وَلَوْ لَا رَحْمَتْهُمَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَرْزًا تَلِيزَ الْقَلْقُ لَمْ تَبْلُونِ هَوْلِكَ." If not that the Prophet is a man of full of rahmah, then he came down and is soft to us. If he was the one that is not soft, then everybody will have run away, no matter what the Prophet has. Then, just like a mother is so bothered to see that nothing happens to the child, "Azizun alayhima aniktum." Always we are saying this. The Prophet, it pains him to see that you are not on the correct path. All these things is put together in this verse. That's what Allah is saying. "Afamanzu yinana usu amalihim." If not, how can somebody who is committing evil, like fornication, evil like adultery, evil like killing, evil like stealing, evil like telling lies, will even now come together and form an association, and they are looking for their rights, that they have a right. They are now saying this, what they are doing is good. People should see it as good. Because Allah has put in man, naturally you know what is good, you know what is bad. Who will go to the House of Assembly? "Please, we want you to make it as an edict that whoever is eating food, nobody should advise him that he's not eating food correctly." Who will do that? Eating food is, everybody knows it's a good thing. Whoever is wearing dress and covering himself, please make it that nobody should advise him. Why is it that they are going to the house to say, "Please, people should understand that it's a right for a man to marry a man"? Because it is wrong. If it is right, you don't have to go to anybody to justify it. People should recognize that a woman has a right to say that she's marrying another woman, lesbianism. If it is right, you don't have to go to anybody to justify it for you. The normal marriage, who is justifying it in the house? Look at these people now, these kidnappers, or this Boko Haram, that they are saying that they are even doing it in the name of Allah. Some of them say what they are doing is correct. They are even giving granting interviews. Why are they trying to convince people? If it is correct, they don't have to convince anybody. Everybody will know that it is correct. If not, that Allah is one that causes people to go astray and guide, how can it happen? But in Allah, is it the money yasha? If Allah knows that this person is worthless, he will, at the gate, he will put a dog there to take him astray, so he doesn't come close to where Allah is. Why have you money, Asha? If this person is coming at the gate, Allah knows that this person can stay in his presence, he will get what will guide him to the presence of Allah. Because it's the presence of Allah everybody is looking for. Therefore, O Prophet, Allah has had nafsuka alayhi hasanat. Don't exhaust yourself. I want them to be guided. Because the way the Prophet is seeing the creation is not the way everybody is seeing the creation. He is seeing the creation. This one is created. They are created by my Lord. Let me guide them. Let me guide them. They are trying to enter here. He said, "No, let me take them away." And in doing that, he gets himself exhausted. Sometimes he doesn't eat, he goes and sleep. Sometimes the Prophet is weeping. Look at what mankind is in. That's what Allah is asking him.
فلا تظر نفسك على المحاصرات إن الله عليم ما يصنعون. Allah knows what they are doing and why he caused some of them to go astray and he caused some of them to be guided. That's why always use yourself as an example. Do you like to have a liar as your friend who is always sitting with you? Whatever you say, he goes to tell somebody else. Do you like to have in your companion someone who is a thief? If you just stand up to go and use yourself, he has checked what you are having in the parlor and taking some and taking put and stealing some. Do you want to have somebody who is among you, is a cultist, that he can go and stand on the road and ask your child that he already knows, please come, come, come. Will stray him to say somewhere, kill him and use him for cultism. Do you want to have a friend that is in your house, immediately you are not there, you go to your wife to see how you can have fornicate with your wife or your daughter? If you don't want all this close to you, you don't have these habits, Allah will not allow you to be close to him. So you can only be close to Allah if you have the presence of Allah, if you are pure, if you can purify the presence of where you stay, so that this presence can go to the presence of Allah. Inna Allah alim ma yasna'un. Allah knows exactly what it is that they are doing all the time.
الله الذي أرسل الرياح فتسير سحابا فسقناه إلى بلد ميت فأحيينا به الأرض بعد موتها كذلك النشور.
والله أرسل الرياح فتسير سحابا وسقناه إلى بلد ميت فأحيينا به الأرض بعد موتها كذلك النشور. Know this. Wallahi. For sure is this Allah that we are saying that has created everything. Arsala Riyaha is one that sent the wind. Fatusiru Sahaban that moves the cloud. Fasuknahu and drives it ila baladin mayitin to a land that is dead. Fa ahayna bihil arda ba'da mawtiha, cause rain to fall and make the earth to come to life after it is dead. If you see this and you know this, know kazalika nushur, that is the same way Allah will bring about your resurrection and their judgment. Look, Allah is saying here, wallahu arsala riyaha. Wind is different, the cloud is different, the wave is different. How does the wind move? You have heat, you have cold. If you stay in a room and the air is not moving, how do you feel? Stuffy. Why? Because all the time you are breathing out carbon dioxide. This carbon dioxide that you breathe out is not what you are going to take in. You need to take in oxygen. If air is not moving, then how does the oxygen come to you? So always you want to stay in a place that air is moving. If the air is moving, even you yourself, it will come on your body, you will feel the freshness on your body. Then you will feel the freshness in your nose and you will inhale good and purified air. Allah balances the world. We take in oxygen, we give out carbon dioxide, the trees, they take in carbon dioxide and give out oxygen. So anywhere you have tree, the tree covers an area. What happens? The heat does not pass through the tree. Then you have buoyancy, because the cold air is heavy. The hot air is light. The light air will go up. The cold air will come down. So you see there's movement of air. That's why whatever you have tree, when you sit down underneath it, you always see the air is moving, the air is moving, the air is moving. Because of this buoyancy that Allah has created, that whenever there is cold air, it will be heavy, it will come down. Whenever there is hot air, it will rise up. That's why those people that put air conditioner, when they are going to install it, they put it on top. So the air that comes from the air conditioner is cold, is heavy, it will come down, displace the one that is
light. That light one will go out. Here, the whole mass of the earth, 3/4 is just water. The sea. The sea, as the sun is hitting it, the water is rising. The water is salty. As it rises, it's only water, leaving the salt. That's in, on the sea. Then it goes inside the cloud. Allah sends this wind to push the cloud to a place that it becomes cold. Why is it cold up? The geographer said, the higher you go, the colder it becomes. Why? Even though the sun, as it goes up, is getting closer to the sun, but why is it cold? Because the sun, despite the heat that it has, it can only create that heat by radiation. And radiation does not have effect except it meets a body that can take heat. The body of the human being does not act like the other body. Whereas a black body will attract heat, the skin of the human being that is black will reflect heat away. Whereas a white body will reflect heat away, any other body, the white body of the human being will attract heat. You see, the white people in their land, if you go there, it is cold, they will come out. Only shirt, they are not feeling cold, you are feeling cold. You will be black. Because the little heat in the air, their body can attract it. Your body cannot attract it. Then, when you are also here, any sunny day, somebody that is dark in complexion can withstand the heat. Somebody that is light in complexion cannot withstand the heat. All this Allah has done it as His own mercy for us. So, you have the hot place, the cold place, it engineers the wind to move. Allah said, it is the one that is sending the wind to push the cloud like that until it gets cold. Since at the firmament there is nothing there to create radiation, it's very cold. That's why when you are in the plane and you are going, ask about the temperature. They will tell you -30°C. Oh. -30°C. -20°C. Minus what? But why is it on the earth that is very hot? Because the earth itself is a body, it's a black body that receives the radiation, so it makes it to be hot. So that's why on earth you find the heat, if not everything will be cold and it will cease. وَاللَّهُ أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَى بَلَدٍ مَّيِّتٍ فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. That's how Allah is able to allow heat to come to the earth. Then you can get your germination, the water will come, you can take out of it, you can do whatever you want to do with it. Then He's reminding us every time that we are saying the world will not end and we should not rise again. Allah is asking us to remember. When you plant, what do? When you are planting a seed, you open the earth and you put it inside. When somebody dies, what do? You open the earth and you put him inside. Allah. Which means all the time that we are planting, we are actually burying. But the time limit for it to germinate is very small. Then we see that it comes out and germinates. The human being, that's how, again on the day of judgment, his own type of brain will be put there and it will also come out. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, every part of the human being, the earth will eat it up except Ojibozambi. That is the tailbone. The tailbone will not be eaten. From it, the human being will be put together again on the judgment. The same way the seed, in your presence you bury it, rain will come, it will sprout, it will create the same seed. The same way on the day of judgment, Allah, before the resurrection, Allah will bring the rain and the water will be like the sperm, it will fill the earth. Then this Ujibu Zambi of every person will be made to become a human being again, it will come back and everybody will be back. Kazalika Mashur. The same way you see all the time, water comes to the earth, sprouting takes place. That's the way you come on the day of judgment. So don't be surprised if you are told that on the day of judgment that you become like the Khalkin Jadid, you will be birthed anew. It is true.
من كان يريد الإذة فلله الإذة جميعا إلي يسعى الكلم الطيب والأمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور.
من كان يريد الإزة فإن الإزة لله جميعا إليه يسأل الكلم الطيب والأمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكروه أولئك هو يبور. Allah is now telling us, do we want mightiness? Do we want greatness? من كان يريد الإزة. Whereby he is that is wishing to be mighty, to be great, to have power, know this. When Karna Yuri Izzata, for his life, Izzata Jamia, all might is for Allah. How do you get this might? How do you come about to be strong, to be powerful? This is how you do it. Ilehi yas'adul kalimu tayyibu. Ilayhi yas'adu al-kalimu tayyibu. Is to Allah that every good word, beautiful word, by itself, it will rise to Allah. Wal amalu salihu yafa'uhu. Righteous work, Allah will take it and raise it. Wal ladhina yamkuruna sayyi'ati. Therefore, those that are planning evil and bad work, lahum azabun shadid, they are going to be faced with severe punishment, or makru, and their own deceptive planning, they will meet it. Wa makru, ulaika huwa yabur, they are those that really, they are going to have a bad end. Here, in another place, Allah is saying, walillahi al-izzatu, وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because he said, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْإِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْإِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever wants greatness or mightiness, all belongs to Allah. How do you get it? He has told all those who have gotten it. Who? وَلِلَّهِ الْإِزَّةُ. Greatness belongs to Allah. Might belongs to Allah. وَلِرَسُولِهِ and his messenger. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ and those that have faith. Because anybody who is close to somebody who is great, you are also great. Go and see the driver of a billionaire. He probably will be able to give to a professor. Why? Because he's the driver of a billionaire. He's not a billionaire. That's what Allah is telling us. He has Abdul Karim Tayyib. Anytime you say good word from anybody, people say La ilaha illallah or La subhanallah, alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Akbar. But any good word that you say, if the word is good, Allah, it will by itself be good to Allah. That's what Allah is saying. That Ad-dawatul mazlum la yurad. A one that has been oppressed, if he prays, others will not return. Even if he's not a Muslim. Why? Because he's asking for his right. So the word will go up. The same way, anytime somebody is praying, even if he's not a Muslim, let us be very careful. And he's praying directly to Allah, it will go to Allah. But if it is in your mind that you are distressed, or it's in your mind that you are full of love and you want Allah, know that if you go to Allah, Allah is with you.
Allah is achieved there and then. But if it's good work you say, the word itself will go up. If it's good work you do, the good work Allah will get angels and they will raise it. You did not have a good mind. You did not say good works. You did not do good, you did not say good works. You did not do good work. How can you have greatness? Beautiful roads, lofty buildings, big cars, mighty dressing cannot make you to be mighty. No. You're wasting your time. People will give you what you call superficial respect. Inside their mind, they don't have respect for you. When you see all these cars with siren blowing, going woo, 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 everybody is leaving the road. Is it out of respect? Which means the mic you say you have, you don't have it. It's not out of respect. People are leaving the road because of the evil that your people that are with you can do to them if they don't leave the road. But if you have a leader, a good leader, that people love, even when you just taste in the screen and talk, it will enter people's heart. That's the real greatness. That's why all of us should see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the prophets that came before him. Allah said, they are the one he sent to us for, to come and do what? To take us to his place. But did any of them teach us how to build road? Did any of them teach us how to build a house? Did any of them teach us which cloth we should wear and which we should not wear? Did any of them teach us what is the best ride that we should get, how to make a car and how to make a plane?
No.
What they told us, or they taught us, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمُ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابُ كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمُ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. This is finished. This is simple thing. In the history of Islam, after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Muslims have never had a leader whose house is as indigent as Sayyidina Umar. You will go to his house, there is no oil, cooking oil in the house. Whose dress is as indigent as Sayyidina Umar. You will come out and there are patches in his dress. Because he will refuse to take money from the public fund to dress himself or to eat. When the Muslims took war and they were capturing lands and they went to Palestine, they fought hard to break the gates. They couldn't. The church is there. They fought hard, they couldn't. The reverend there came out and asked them to stop behind the gate. Said, no matter what you do, you cannot come in here. If you people are righteous people, you don't have to fight, I'll open the door for you. What I'm supposed to see before opening the door, I've not seen. I'll not open the door. They said to Sayyidina Umar that we are facing serious problem in opening Palestine. That's after they have opened several big places like Egypt. Sayyidina Umar said, okay, I will be coming. He took his camel, which is normal dress, which is tattered bread, dried, that he has. This is his own food he eats. He doesn't eat food from the government farm. And he was coming. Then people were coming. When he was coming, people were saying, they said, the leader of the Muslims that are so great, these Muslims that are so great today, they have so much technology, so much knowledge, they said their leader is coming. Then they saw somebody coming in tattered dress. This one, when he came to the gate, the reverend came and just opened the door. Said, yes, you are the one. But he lied, is that Wali Rasul Wali Mumin? It's not big dress, it's not a big car, it's not big mountain, it's big mount, it's not by big pompous. is if you are close to God, the radiance of God will show in you. The strength of God will show in you. Imam Hassan, he said he was going to travel to, I can't remember that, Trinidad and Tobago. A lady kept on calling, "When are you coming? When are you coming?" He had been told that there is this madam that if he comes, if he explains his problem to him, he prays, her problem will be resolved. The day he arrives at the airport, the lady came with others that came to pick up on the airport. And he was praying at just about 2 days or so. After spending 2 days, he was going to go. Lady did not ask her anything. But he said, "Are you not the one who has been calling?" He said, "Yes." "That you have a problem?" He said, "Yes." Then, "But you have not said, see, when I set my eyes on you at the airport, the problem finished." There was a discomfort in me. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't have rest of mind. But when I set my eyes on you, it finished. These are the people of Allah. Allazi izahu zikrallah. Prophet Islam said, these are the people, when you see them, you just remember Allah. That's all. So greatness and mightiness is not by the amount of money you have, by the amount of threats you can give people, by the amount of fear you can put into people, by the amount of evil you can do. You break this one's house, you come, you bring your car, pass it, whoever is not is on the road, you ask him to go down. These ones, people are only afraid of you, but you don't have any might. The one that has might, they will put it in their mind. And when he comes, they will give him respect. The Prophet, people respected him. Anywhere he goes, everybody wants to be same with him. Therefore, all of us should always engage in dhikr. The best of words, Abdul Maqul Tuhu, Anawani Bihina Minkabli, La ilaha illallah. The best word that you can ever say is this word, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. As you are saying it, the word itself will go up. Even if a munafiq says it, it will still go up. The benefit Allah will give him in this world, when it goes to where the truth is accepted, the mind is not there. So he cannot get in the heart. So anybody who is saying good words, whether it is the word of the Quran or not the word of the Quran, as long as they are good words that can enter the presence of Allah, they will enter themselves the presence of Allah. Anybody that is doing good work, the work angels will take it to the presence of Allah. No bad work will be taken to the presence of Allah. Then, if you refuse to do that and you are doing wayo planning for Allah, what is the yam kuruna sayyati? You sit down and you are planning evil. You think you are smart. Because most of these people in government is the problem. When they see a man of God, they pretend that they are a people of God. When they go back to their soothsayers, they tell them, "We are with you fully." All this plan, this scheming of evil, Allah knows about it. And what will it attract for you? Azabu shadid, punishment that is severe. Don't say you are not seeing the punishment today. It is there waiting. All those that are being pompous today in Nigeria and are planning evil and are creating problems, just give the next 30 years and ask who they are. You, 30 years is long. To Allah, 30 years is not up to a second. To the angel, is not up to let alone Allah. It's instant. Their own evil will go back to them. So forget about them. Those are the ones that finally will meet with their doom.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنثَى وَلَا تَضَعُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ إن ذلك على الله يسير.
والله خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم جعلكم أزواجا وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه ولا يؤمر من مؤمر ولا ينقص من أمره إلا في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us what is wrong with you human being. Did you not remember that before you were nothing? Halatiyala nisan hiyum na tlahi lam yakun shay'an mazkura. There was a time nobody even knew that there is any Abdullah, let alone for anybody to say Abdullah and you answer. Now you are there. Know this. Wallahu khalaqakum min turabin. It's Allah that created you from earth. Directly from earth you are created. That's Adam. Thumma min nutfatin. Then later on, from sperm. Thumma ja'alakum azwajan. That Allah made you to be in pairs. ثم جعلكم أزواجا وما تحمل من أنثى. No female will carry, in this case, pregnancy. ولا تضع, and no female will put down, in this case, a child. إلا بعلمه, except with knowledge of Allah. وما يؤمر من مؤمر. Anybody that is living will not live the extent of life is living. وَلَا يُنْقَصْ مِنْ أُمْرِهِ. And nothing will be decreased of his life إِلَّا فِي كِتَابْ, except it's already been written down. Know this. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرُ. So here, Allah is telling us. In another place, he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. Allah is the one that created all of you from one individual. In this case, from the earth. The first Allah said, "Allah said, 'Qad azhaba Allah ankum aibat al-jahiliyyah.' Allah has already taken away any this kind of your jahiliyyah, your faults of ignorant period. Allah has taken it away from you. They are only two people remaining." Today, mu'minun taqiyyun aw fajirun shakiyyun. A person that has faith in Allah and fears Allah, or this one that is an evildoer and is an unfortunate person with Allah. These are the only people that remains. Choose where you want to belong. Don't come and say, my father is this, my father is that, my grandfather is this, I am governor, I am president, I am minister, and so what? Are you a faithful servant of Allah? Are you somebody that is close to God? If not, it's a waste of time. It's a question of time. Any evil person is an evil person. We have been hearing the history of Fir'aun, of Namrud, of Butelosa. All these people, where are they today? History has recorded them as evil people. When they were there, they said they were good. History is not written by you. Even if you write your own book and say this, you are not whatever you want to write. Time is going to come, Allah will get people that know the history and they will write it. The Quran is not telling us what went on in the past. Where are those books that were written before the Quran? Where are they? It's not there anywhere to be found because they are lies. So, Allah is telling us, Allah khalaqakum min turabin, thumma min nutfatin, thumma ja'alakum azwajan. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then makes you into pairs. If you are not in pairs, how would you have had your life? وَمِنْ عَيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفَسِكُمُ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Out of the miracles of Allah is that from you He created another pair from you so that you can be able to have a rest. If you are alone, no wife, no child, there's no person to mix with, how would you enjoy your life? Even these people that are making propensity, if there is no person to see those propensities, it will be finished. So Allah that created pairs for us, also make it for us to be able to have livelihood. Wamayu amaru. Amaru is to live a life, the amount of time you live. Anybody that's living a life, or it is reduced, he doesn't live up to 40, or he doesn't live up to 60, the amount of life you are going to live is already written down. Allah is always telling us, وَلَا تَفْرَهُ بِمَا آتَيْكُمْ. Whatever comes to you, whatever is happens to you, that everything has already been written down. If you have this in your mind, it will be easy for you to know that this has been written. What is required from you is your own mind. How do you take it? All this is easy for Allah. So may Allah give us long life that is full of prosperity and good work. May we be among the pious people of Allah, not among the evil ones.
وما يستوي البحران هذا عذب فرات سائب شرب وهذا منه الجاج ومن كل تأكلون لحما ضريا وتستخرجون جلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك فيه مواكر لتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون.
وما يستوي البحران هذا عذب فرات صائب شرابه وهذا ملح أجاج ومن كل تأكلون لحما طريا وتستخرجون هدية تلبسونها وترى الفلك فيه مواخر ويتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. Allah is saying, وما يستوي البحران. These two great waters, they are not the same thing. هذا عذب فرات صائب شرابه. This one is sweet, pleasant, and very palatable when you are drinking it. وهذا منه أجاج. The other one there is salty and bitter. وَمِنْ كُلِّنْ. But from each and every one of it, تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. You eat meat that is fresh. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ هِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. And you strive to take from it jewelry that you go and wear. وَمِنْ كُلِّنْ تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ هِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاهِرَ. And all the time you see huge ship in it sailing, cutting through the waves and sailing. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاهِرَ. Why? وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So that you can, by that, seek the bounties of Allah. Why? وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That by that, you can be thankful to Allah. Allah is saying, لا يستوي البحران, that is river water and sea water. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يجيان. In another place Allah said, these two big rivers, this one is the river, this one is the sea or the ocean, مرج البحرين, they come to meet, but Allah has put a veil in between. بينهما برزخ لا يجيان. None of them. If you go to where the fresh water ends up in the sea, you will not see a place that is not so salty. You will not see any mixture. You just go from here straight to this straight. Scientists were very shocked. It is fresh up to the point it is no more fresh. It goes straight to salty. Now that you see, though, this one is, Allah said, is one that puts this gasket in between. And this one, the water, azbun, is sweet, sa'ibun, you know, pleasant, sharabu, you know, furatun, sweet, sa'ibun, sharabu, very pleasant and palatable to the mouth to drink. It will just go in, you enjoy it. What of this one? Can you drink it like that? But one thing, from each of these waters, ta'kuluna lahman tariyan, you eat meat that is fresh. Allah did not say, take out fish. No. Here is one thing that people have to be very careful about. When Allah is talking about the others, He's just talking about them as meat, as an animal. والخيل والبقال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة ويحلقوا ما لا تعلمون. These ones are for you to ride. Whether it's the horse, whether it's a camel, whether it's the donkey. But when it comes to the cattle and arm, he calls them cattle, or goats, or sheep. They are also for you to eat. He didn't call them meat. It means سَمَانِيَةِ أَزْوَاجِ مِنَ الدَّانِ اسْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْمَاذِ اسْنَيْنِ قُلْ ذَكَرَيْنِ حَرَّمَ أَمِ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ أَمَّا اشْتَمَلَتْ أَرْحَامُ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. When he said سَمَانِيَةِ أَزْوَاجِ مِنَ الْإِبِلِ اسْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ اسْنَيْنِ then وَمِنَ الدَّانِ اسْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْمَاذِ اسْنَيْنِ. He didn't call here إِبِل, he called إِبِل, he didn't say meat. بَقَرَ, he said بَقَرَ, he didn't say meat. Dan, he called Dan, he didn't say meat, that is ram and sheep. Mad, goat, he didn't say meat. When it came to the river and the sea, he didn't say fish, he said meat. That is why, before you can eat camel, you have to convert it into meat. How? By slaughtering it. If you don't slaughter it, it's not meat. It's a dead animal. But that of the river is already meat. Just take it and eat it. That's what Allah calls it, meat. People, they are traveling inside the sea. Remember that the one that is saying this, for he himself, he has never seen the sea. The river has never seen any sea. He has not traveled to see any sea. But he's telling us how the sea is, how the river is, how the two of them are. What is inside and what is not inside? They say, O Prophet, when we travel in ship inside the sea. We carry water that we want to drink. This water that we carry that we want to drink is not much. If we are going to make our ablution in it, or we have to do any spiritual cleansing with it, it will finish. And the other water, look at it. The voice of Allah just smiles. They ask one question, he gave plenty of answers. If the water is pure, use it like that. Let me not tell you only the water. Whatever is dead inside is halal, eat it. This is it. So even fish that dies inside the sea, eat it. It's halal. Because particularly in the sea is salty. It cannot easily spoil. That's what Allah called it. وَمِنْ كُلٍ تَعْقُلُوا لَحْمًا كَرِيًّا. You eat fresh meat. He didn't call it fish. It's already meat. This is there. And here, he said, وَتَعْقُلُوا لَحْمًا كَرِيًّا وَتَتَرِيُّ مِنْهُ هِرِيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاخِرًا. And you see fulka. Fulka is a ship, something that looks like a mountain. In it, that is in the sea or in the river, Mawahir flying through it. In another verse, he did not mention Bahrani. Here he said, La yastawi Bahrani. He only mentioned one. He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ. Only the sea. لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا هِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ مَوَاخِرَ فِيهِ. He changed it. This one, fee is before. He took it in the other verse, they are down. Why? Allah has a way of speaking that at that moment, you don't know the answer. You just take it because of faith. In this one, he said, and you will see the sheep in it sailing. In the other one, he said, you will see the sheep sailing inside it. Most people didn't understand this, but today you understand it. This one is ship, this one is submarine. Submarine is sailing, cutting through the water, but inside it. You will see the ship cotton sailing inside it. This one, he said, you will see the ship in it sailing. This one is on top, this one is below. And submarine, they can't enter the river. That's why they are only, the sea is mentioned. River is not mentioned. Because submarines are too big. The buoyancy required does not allow them to be able to come to the river. It's only in the sea they can operate. And they go underneath the water. They are only able to come. You can only see what's outside through a telescope, right? Just comes out. They have to pressurize it, have something that is constantly taking out oxygen and taking away carbon dioxide, bringing in oxygen. And they will use water to make it to be heavy down. And when they want it to come up, they will remove the water and it will come out and take some air and go back inside. Some can stay as long as nearly 6 months underneath the water. Most submarines are used in fighting war. They carry warheads, and underneath, from underground, they can shoot to wherever they want to shoot it to. Because they are underneath, it's not easy for you to detect it. But some are there for scientific expeditions and the rest. So whereas in Surah Al-Nahl, Allah is talking about Qatar al-Fulka, Mawakhir fihi, you see ship cutting through inside submarines, only the sea. Here he said, Laya Sawil Baharani. These two, they are not the same. Because among these two, the two of them, ship goes on in fresh water and in the sea, but on top of it, not inside it. This has some fine details that Allah provides only in the Quran. You see, why is this here? Why is this there? In the other one, only sea is mentioned. Here, both sea and the fresh water river is mentioned. And all this, Allah has virtues and has favors that He has created for you. For you to be able to take from these virtues of Allah, look at the amount of food, of things that are transported by sea. Again, if a sea is boundary your country, it's also worth for you. The other day, we saw one ship, the green span, what is the name of the ship, in Egypt, that in trying to pass through the Suez Canal, it blocked it. It's a tiny canal. This ship is nearly 100 meters long. By the time it blocked it, what happened? They were surcharging the ship daily. Because it's not small amount of money that Egypt makes from that Suez Canal alone. Any ship that is passing there, you have to pay. They are the owner of the canal. Why? Because it is close to their country. If not, the ship will have to go around, go through South Africa to be able to go to Asia. But through Suez Canal, it just goes. All this, Allah said, when you talk to people, infatly, what Allah can touch Quran, so that you can be thankful to Allah. Are you thankful? We are thankful, O Allah. That's why any country that is not bound, doesn't have a sea boundary, is already a poor country. How does he get things inside this country? That's why you find a serious government that cares. Aziz alayhi man, if the Prophet cares,
Allah.
If you say you are now leading people and you care, whatever you will do to eat things, eat it. A government came, they said they want to make ship to be able to come through Lagos to Port Harcourt down to Lokoja, as it was when the white people were there. Because normally the river is shallow, most ship cannot come in. They were going to drag it so that ship can be coming. So all the vehicles to be going to Lagos to pick things and come through to the north. They will just pick it at Lokoja and come to the north. But up to today, the government has not done it. Money was even provided for it by the government of Tingyara Dua. And the money was just used for something else. Because people don't care. And if you do that, it makes it easy for everybody, even for the government. The government will earn revenue. The road from the south to that place, point in time, will be safe. You can transport your fuel, you can transport your goods, you can transport. In water, there is no pothole that you are going to create by your road. There is no road that you are going to be cutting the earth you have to lay the road. Allah has already made it for you. Something that other countries will take an opportunity to make use of it and get money out of it and get ease, but we just abandon it. And everybody is running after greed. So Allah is telling us here that anywhere that you have river, anywhere that you have sea, is a gift of Allah to you, so that you can take it and use it to get the bounties of Allah in this world, so that you can be grateful. Let us take the opportunity and look for the bounties of Allah. In this our high seas, you can get a lot of fish, but there's no money. Most of the fish we are getting, these frozen fish, they are from Russia, Ukraine, Iceland. This is where they are coming. Our Atlantic Ocean that is close to us, we are not taking the advantage of it. All this, anybody who says he wants to be in government, he should take time to see how he can get the boundaries of the sea, the boundaries of the river, so that people can use it to their advantage and make life easy. Not just to abandon it and just be after greed. Money, I want better dress, I want better car, I want to have a house here, have a house in Dubai, have a house in England. This is petty measure of the grave. What are you doing with all those houses? You are seeing those that have it, die and leave it. You are still going after it. Do work that tomorrow you will be remembered for serving your people. Wala alakum tashkurun. So that you can be thankful. Oh Allah, we are thankful to you for giving us, in this our country, the sea, for giving us rivers within our country. Oh Allah, we are thankful to you. There's no question. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our country. May Allah strengthen all of us. May Allah give us piety. May Allah give us might. May Allah make us always to be in presence of Allah. May Allah make our tongue to be always calling unto Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. May Allah give us the Quran and give us the verses of the Quran. May Allah bless us because of the verses of the Quran. May Allah reward the Prophet Islam for us. All those intending Islam with evil, may Allah vanquish them for us. All those assisting Islam and assisting our country, may Allah assist them. May Allah strengthen them. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah help us to look after our children, after our wives, after our properties, after our works. May Allah bring us a government that will be able to do what it takes to hold Nigeria together. Jaya Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره المقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله Alhamdulillah. Şeyh Kubar.